This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In his speech yesterday, Donald Trump mentioned, and in her speech Thursday, Hillary Clinton surely will mention small businesses and how important they are to the national economy. And that's true. But they are arguably more important, those small businesses, to the local economies wherein they operate. In Compton, California, not far from downtown L.A., there is a four-year-old company called RCO Tires, founded and run by a woman named Nikki O'Cook. The basic business model goes like this. Take all those giant truck tires that would otherwise end up in a landfill and turn them into something else, something you could sell and use all that rubber. It's a green business, sure, but it's also a company that doesn't shy away from hiring people who've made some mistakes in their lives. We took a walk, Nikki O'Cook and I, among the stacks and stacks and stacks of old truck tires.
We make bumpers, we make silage weights, we make...
What are silage weights?
Silage weights are these little round rubber rings that dairy farmers use to hold down the tarps that cover their fermenting corn.
No way.
It was sort of a bizarre find when we discovered we could make those. And then several hundred Google searches later, we make quite a few different things here.
What kind of numbers are we talking about here in terms of how many tires, gross tonnage, dollar amounts, whatever?
I think the last time I did the count, we had recycled about 14 million gallons of oil, diverted them from landfills and made them into new products.
And there are how many gallons of oil in a tire?
About 22 gallons of oil in each truck tire. So that number means that we've cleaned up a volume of petroleum greater than the Exxon Valdez spill.
Wow. That's crazy, man. Tell me how you wound up coming back here to do this. I mean, you're from here, right?
I am. I grew up in L.A.
And you went away, and then you decided to come back.
Well, right out of college, I think I had an idea that I wanted to work in development, go all over the world and, I don't know, help developing countries with economic policy or stimulus. But you kind of get to those places and you realize that there's a lot of work to be done back home.
Tell me about the folks who come to work for you. Who are they?
Wow. The first couple employees were just sort of references, family references, and then from there the word really spread like wildfire because people tell each other when there's places that you can get a job that they're not going to discriminate against you for being a felon. So very quickly we got lots of people showing up here to apply.
How important is it to this company that you're a young female entrepreneur of color?
Yeah, I mean it's been interesting. I get all types of responses from people.
It's pretty clear you're uncomfortable with this being about you. But I wonder just to get back to the who you are thing. I wonder how much it matters that you are able to do this here because you are you.
I love my hood. I mean, the way that our economy and the criminal justice system works up now, they live in a completely separate economy where we face all types of discrimination when it comes to housing and employment. So it was important for me, I guess, to come here and say that we would not participate in that. I think that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. How much of your time do you spend thinking up new ideas?
As much as I can, you know. We're a small place. I also do everything from running payroll to entering the books, but we do spend a lot of time trying to dream up new products. You know, we'd like to get to a zero-waste facility, so we'd like to be to where there's absolutely nothing left over of the tire that we're not making into a new product.
Nikki, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your time. Good luck to you. We'll get out of your hair. I know you got things to do.